Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
I heard U.S. Senator John Cornyn give a speech on February 9th in Washington, D.C., in which he made a most remarkable statement. Cornyn said, and I quote, "We have to work with Mexico because, like it or not, we are joined by a common border. We are, in a sense, married, and we have to make the marriage work because we cannot get a divorce," close quote. Senator Cornyn seems to have forgotten that Texas was once married to Mexico, and Texas didn't like it at all. Texas fought a war for independence, successfully divorced Mexico, and later came into the United States. Most Americans do not want to be married to any other country, but the fact is that some very powerful people do want exactly that. They are working to keep our borders open and even to integrate the economies of all North American countries. They give lip service to border security, but listen for the code word comprehensive. When they talk about comprehensive reform, they mean including guest worker amnesty as part of any border security legislation. Senator Cornyn and others talk about getting cooperation from the Mexican government. But the Mexican government is actually encouraging illegal entry into our country by distributing maps of dangerous border areas along with safety instructions and other tips about the terrain, cell phone coverage, and water stations. The Mexican government has also distributed millions of copies of a comic book showing illegal aliens how to evade capture by our border guards. Some of those sneaking across our border are good people looking for jobs, but many of them are part of organized crime to send in illegal drugs. Lou Dobbs reported on CNN that Mexican troops cross our border twice a month, in uniform, in military vehicles, carrying military weapons to protect the drug smugglers. Unfortunately, the Bush administration's response is "don't ask, don't tell."
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says a politician will find an excuse to get out of anything except office, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. Did you learn anything, Jeff? Still don't know. Well, the president of the United States is supposed to be in our town here today, and I know part of the news staff had neckties on this morning, and they were going to go down there give him advice. I don't know what the deal was, but anyway, I heard that 63 Highway, which is the north-south highway through central Missouri, they had it blocked off both ways so he could land at the Columbia Airport and drive over here, I guess. How do they do that? I guess Highway Patrol does it or something. I don't know what they do. It doesn't make any difference. But since the president is in town, I thought it would be... I usually don't tell president jokes, but I thought this was kind of funny, and it came across my desk just this morning. But Rumsfeld was reporting to the president and the cabinet, and he made the comment that 3 Brazilian soldiers were killed in Iraq. And the president said, oh, my goodness, and it really upset him, and he put his head down, and it took him a little while, and the entire cabinet was stunned because Bush usually shows no reaction whatsoever to a report like that. Then he looked up, and he says, well, just how many is a Brazilian? I like that. I thought that was funny. Like a gazillion? Anyhow, so much for the presidente. All right. Yesterday, we were talking about a couple of issues, and I have a lot more information on both of them. One was this University of Texas professor who says we must eliminate 90% of the population if we're going to save the planet. And he had all these good ideas on how to do that with the Ebola virus, etc. And then this animal law. And I mentioned that in Missouri... they're trying to pass this law. It's for goodness sakes, Brownfield. It's going to. They were supposed to hear the bill today, I think, at the level of the committee, and anyhow, it depended upon whether or not the president was going to tie things up and whether they could do it or not. Okay, it's Missouri Bill, House Bill 1497. And it has to do with Missouri. In fact, the Missouri Bar is behind this, you know, that group of attorneys. And they have in their committee, a committee on the Missouri Animal Rights Law Group, and they're working on rights for animals in the state of Missouri. And about the last thing I said is just because it's Missouri, don't think it's not in your backyard, because it will be coming to a state capital near you. Today I have gobs and bunches of information from other states now. Hey, this is a universal thing. It's coming not only here in the United States, but it's apparently a worldly deal as well. Now, let's go back to Dr. Death here very quickly, because this was the college professor from Texas that said we needed to eliminate 90% of the world population. Now, I didn't say he needed to cut them 10%. He just wants to leave 10% of the population. And we talked yesterday, just in case you missed the show, about how when he was he finished his speech, how the crowd, 400 students and other scientist, he's a great scientist, he won the Texas Outstanding Scientist Award, how they cheered how they gave him a standing ovation, and how the students all ran up to him after the program and wanted more information, etc., etc., etc. All right, now, he says he's issuing warnings, but anyway, he said it's not as bad as they let on. He's not a bad guy. He is a good guy. He said the controversy surrounds those comments that he made during these two speeches when he discussed the need for population control and the impending disease pandemic that might well just take care of it. Well, some heard the comments just like I did. Hey, this dude wants to kill all of us. Oh, well, not all of us, all but 10% of us. Wonder if he wanted to be in the 10%, because he said, you know, somebody, he's a lizard scientist. That's what he does. He works with lizards. And somebody asked him, said, you know, what good are those lizards? And he says, well, what good are you? He says, you and I are no better than bacteria. So maybe he wants to be one of the first on the bus to leave. I don't know. But anyway, some said it was just simply a warning that there's too many people on the earth. And the others said it sounded like he was advocating the use of deadly viruses to kill millions of people. Well, in this case, it wouldn't be millions. It'd be billions. Anyway, he says the whole thing was blown out of proportion. Many, however, see it as being taking his critics seriously. He said he's scheduled to meet with the FBI officers today. So apparently the FBI thinks he's serious about this. Someone has reported me as a terrorist. They think I'm forming a cadre of people to release the airborne Ebola virus into the air. And I'm the leader, and my students are my followers. Then they describe his office. It says his office, which he has inhabited for 38 years, is cluttered with books, stacks of paper, bones, and even a few beers. There's a photo of him dressed like British naturalist Charles Darwin, scattered pictures of lizards, and a copy of his semi-autobiography, which is titled The Lizard Man Speaks. He says lizards and evolutionary ecology is what he does. On his desk, he keeps a stuffed likeness of the Ebola virus that was sent to him by a student who enjoyed his speeches. He is particularly troubled by the recent explosion in the human population. He says he's now up to about 50% of all livable... He says we now are up to about 50% of all livable space on Earth, and humans and the way they've multiplied are no better than bacteria. Now, let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number, yesterday I just forgot to give it to you. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. That means your calls are welcome, and we'll be back in a minute or two, three.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We have returned. Well, I'll get back to our college professor. I preached Jeff about a two-minute sermon there, but that's all right. Anyhow,
I didn't hear a word of it, Derry.
You did too. You know, I always have a fear. You have to be kind of careful because with these microphones, I don't understand any of that electronic gizmo in there. I don't know. I just take for granted that what you and I talk about during commercial breaks doesn't go out over the air. But anyway, I've got a funny story about that, too.
Let's hear it.
No, I don't know whether I should or not.
Well, I'll remind you later if we have time.
Because I would tell it, except one of the stations that carry the show live is where this all happened, and it could be embarrassing to somebody. I won't tell it. But anyway, it was how I got my first radio job. Anyway, it is a good story. This college professor has been in his office for 38 years there in Texas, and he's teaching these kids. He teaches courses, and some say the big concern of this professor is instilling this in the minds of students, that, hey, we're overpopulated, we got to kill 90% of the people. And he says now his daughters are worried about his and their safety. His life has been turned upside down by right-wing fools. I guess that puts me in the category of a right-wing fool because I think he's kind of off the deep end a little bit. Fellow professor David Hills said most people were sympathetic of the nationally renowned professor's plight. It's his plight now. There's a strong anti-science sentiment in this country right now. He has such a passion for life and diversity, and how anyone could paint him as a pro-death is unbelievable. Well, I'd say all you have to do is sit there and listen to him for an hour, and you could pretty well paint him as pro-death. Anyway, Tracy Heath, she's a doctoral student, and she's taken his classes. She says she knows him pretty well. He's living on a ranch, driving a Toyota, and raising bison. He likes to captivate students with interesting pictures and stories. He's just trying to make waves to get people to think. Well, I think the people think all right, but I think what they think is he's kind of gone off the deep end. But anyhow, so much for the doctor. And we'll move on from there to this situation of animal law. Now, we talked about the bill that was being sponsored here in the state of Missouri. It's supposed to be heard today, and whether it will or not, I don't know, because, as we mentioned, the president is in this city, the capital city of the state of Missouri. But it is also being heard around the nation. The last thing I said when I talked about this yesterday is, realize that, hey, just because this is in Missouri, don't think it's not in your backyard. It will be, and it is. And we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
We have returned. Now, I'm going back to this Missouri bill. It's House Bill 1497. It's sponsored by Representative Bill Deacon of Jefferson City, Missouri. That's this town. The bill is being promoted by the Missouri Bar Animal Law Committee, a Missouri animal rights law group working on rights for animals in affiliation with the Animal Legal Defense Fund. Okay? Now, they were supposed to hear this bill today. I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know. I think it's in committee, but I'm not sure. I don't know that much about it. But it is a bill. I gave you the it's a House bill, 1497. Okay. Now, I said yesterday, just because it's in Missouri, don't think for a minute that it isn't going to be in your state. Now, this morning, I have more information on law schools make room for pets. Why did the chicken cross the road? To see an attorney. Okay? A CBS News correspondent, Jerry Brown, reports it's no joke. It's called animal law, and Tammy Bryant, an animal law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, says it goes far beyond custody battles over who gets the dog, all right? six of the nation's law schools, I'm going to name them, Columbia, Duke, Stanford, UCLA, Yale, and Northwestern, have each been given $1 million endowments to train future anti-law attorneys. You say they're using our tax money for that? No, they're not. Can you believe that the way we blow money, you'd expect that to come from Congress or from some agency in the department, in Washington, but no, it's not. Old Bob Barker. You remember Bob Barker, Jeff? Who was Bob Barker?
Well, Barker is the longtime host of The Price is Right.
You got it. You remembered Bob Barker.
And remember, have your dogs and cats spayed or neutered, he'd say at the end of every
video. Did he really? I never watched that. Well, see, if he really loved them, he wouldn't want them to be spayed or neutered, would he? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Bob Barker has coughed up 6 million buckaroos to these law schools to get law students to become animal law attorneys. The concern is less about what they call pound animals. I guess that's dogs and cats that have been picked up off the street, or the nation's 280 million domestic pets. What they're really concerned with are the 10 billion animals that are raised for food and research, creatures largely unprotected by cruelty and welfare laws. So they're talking about our farm animals. All right? The Federal Animal Welfare Act does not cover 95% of research animals, including birds and mice, because they're not defined as animals. Chickens, for example, are not animals for purposes of the Humane Slaughter Act. That means that factory farm workers can handle chickens in any way that might get owners of pet chickens prosecuted for animal cruelty. There is talk of animal property rights, as new research reveals that animals like prairie dogs not only have feelings but language skills. Prairie dogs carry on conversations, and if you just know how to talk prairie dog talk, you can understand every word that they say. I think Dr. Doolittle had that all figured out, but Dr. Doolittle is no longer around. Anyway, there's a difficult question as to whether or not animals should be allowed to own land. Are you listening to this, people? These folks are serious, and they're teaching this El Crapo in Columbia, Duke, Stanford, UCLA, Yale, and Northwestern universities, law schools. There's a difficult question as to whether or not animals should be allowed to own land. Just because they've occupied it prior to human beings, said the University of Chicago Law School professor Richard Epstein, if the animal rights movement had prevailed in primitive times, you would never have civilization, he says. In a Seattle University law classroom, attorney Adam Karp, K-A-R-P, plunks his feet on a bench next to his chalkboard sketch of a three-legged dog. His shoes are not leather. His tie, the one with a picture of a giraffe, is not silk. He wears no wool, and his belt is plastic. And he practices only animal law. He's the only attorney in the state who practices limited to cases involving animals. It began when I became a vegan, he said, when I was able to open my eyes to injustices in the way we treat animals. It's a serious problem here, and the law is a right tool for effecting change. Now, he teaches animal law at Seattle University and the University of Washington. Now, there's two more universities where they're teaching this stuff, although they didn't get $1 million grant to do it. And he founded the animal law section at the Washington State Bar Association. Now, tell me these people aren't serious about this, and these ding-a-lings in Congress go right along with this sort of thing. Now, let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 35%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 35% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 35%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-221-7188. 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-221-7188.
Gold hovered near $600 an ounce and silver spiked to new highs on Monday. With funds and investors buying on Iran oil worries, gold closed up $9.60 to $597.40 an ounce. Silver rose 39 cents to $12.44 an ounce. But isn't it too late to buy gold now, asked Fort Wayne, Indiana radio host Charlie Butcher. Craig Smith's reply, no, Charlie, it's not too late. $600 gold is just the beginning of the second phase. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, if man evolved from monkeys and apes, why do we still have monkeys and apes? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, talking about this, another professor, he's an attorney, Adam Karp. He has a classroom there at Seattle University, and he is responsible for founding the animal law section with the Washington State Bar Association. Now, if you look at this from the same perspective that I see it, this is just another bondugel here for the attorneys. If they can come up, that just gives them something else to sue over, which to me is ridiculous. He goes on and talks about how this Adam Karp now, how he became a vegan. He said not eating meat or wearing anything made from animals opened his eyes. Got his head out of the sand. Well, you can't open your eyes with the head in the sand. That's difficult. I can't open my eyes underwater. I never did learn how to swim right. Anyway, he says, last month, he won a major decision from the State Court of Appeals that could affect how animals deemed to be vicious are treated in courts. In that case, the court overturned a death sentence imposed by King County for a mixed-breed dog because its owner wasn't given the right to subpoena witnesses. The dog should have done that. If he's got all those rights, the dog should have done that on his own. Anyway, it could be precedent-setting in the way King County deals with dangerous dogs. What Adam does is a labor of love, said the owner of the dog. The dog's name's Maxine. And the dog involved, that was the dog involved in the court case. Last May, he won a $45,480 judgment because a neighbor's dog killed a cat named Yuffie. It was considered among the largest amounts nationwide, stemming from lawsuits over the loss of pets. But this brings up something. What about these animals that kill each other? That are not owned by people. You know, a little rabbit gets killed by a coyote or a fox. Can't the little rabbit's family go to court and sue? That coyote ought to be, you know, you could get him on first-degree murder, you'd think. Watch the Discovery Channel. Watch those animals, how they tear other animals apart. Piece by piece, you know. Well, they ought to do time standing on their head in the latrine for doing something like that. Anyway, nationally, animal law is growing. Today there are, remember yesterday I said, get ready, it's coming to a capital near you. Today there are 67 animal law classes being taught in the United States, and 12 states, including Washington, have state animal law sections. If you're not one of those 12 states, get ready, you will be. Okay. Here's the Bill of Animal Rights. They even have a Bill of Rights here. I, the undersigned American citizen, believe that animals, like all sentient beings, are entitled to basic legal rights in our society. Deprived of legal protection, animals are defenseless against exploitation and abuse by humans. As no such rights now exist, I urge you to pass legislation in support of the following basic right of animals. And then it gives all these basic rights that they have. They have psychological needs. They have rights of companionship. They have rights, even the right of wildlife has a right to natural habitat. The right of animals to have their interest represented in court and safeguarded by the law of the land. So, anyhow, as I said, these people are plumb serious about this. They even have a legal defense fund. Recognized early on, the law professionals and law students were the greatest assets when it came to fulfilling our mission to protect the lives and advance the interest of animals through the legal system. That's what the Animal Law Program was all about. ALP was born. Believing the wave for change starts at the grassroots level, ALP works closely with academics. See, you can teach these college kids anything because they're a little bit anyhow. Law professionals and law students interested in the dynamic and emerging field of animal law. Now, they're not all goony birds in college. But, you know, when I was in college, we only had one professor that was really kind of a lunatic. And he had hair hung clear down his back, and he rode a bicycle to class, and everybody made fun of him. But today, I mean, he'd fit right in. I mean, you go to a college today, which I don't very often, but you see these guys sitting cross-legged on a table. You know, they look like they're in some kind of a stupor, and they got the kids half hypnotized. Anyway, back to ALP, we envision a time when animal law courses are the norm rather than the exception, and future lawyers, legislators, and judges are able to achieve stronger protections for animals by working through the legal system. As law professionals and law students continue to advocate for the voiceless, animals are voiceless. We just got through saying here a while ago that those prey dogs carried on conversations. We believe we'll be one step closer to fulfilling our mission. For more than a quarter of a century, the Animal Legal Defense Fund has been fighting to protect the lives and advance the interest of animals through the legal system. And this goes on and on and on and on and on. I'm going to read you the last paragraph here. By joining the ALDF's anti-cruelty team, you can take action against people who hurt animals. Well, like I said earlier, I'm more concerned about animals that hurt people. They've never been in the Charlet business. But, you know, what about animals that hurt animals? Well, I don't know. But this is what these people have planned for you and I and our animals. Now, this brings up another point or two, but we advertise on this show audio Bible, where you can watch it on television, you can read along with the reader, which really helps. I found it, I haven't used it much, but it helps on some of those names you can't pronounce and this sort of thing. But the other day, I was listening to Matthew, and in Matthew, talks about Jesus, talks about putting new wine in an old wineskin, and how you can't do that. And I got to thinking about that, because the scripture in this new video, it's a DVD, didn't call them wineskins, it called them bottles. And I thought, they didn't put wine in bottles back in those days. They put wine in wineskins. Didn't have those kind of bottles. They had jars and things, but you got to cork up a bottle of wine. So I asked Jeff this morning to find out what a bottle is. Now, we did a little research on a bottle. It's a semi-rigid container, typically of glass or plastic, having a comparatively narrow neck or mouth and usually no handle. It's a receptacle. Okay, then that goes on and gives a lot of definitions. And it says a vessel made of skins for holding wine. So, apparently, this New Testament version was okay in calling a wineskin a bottle. I guess they thought wineskin would be a little politically incorrect. So I checked on wineskins. Now, I have seen wineskins. I saw a wineskin, or two. Well, they were selling them over in Asia, and I don't know where I was. I was either in... I don't think it was Japan. It was either Taiwan or South Korea. But one of those places, I saw wineskins. And I wondered at the time how they get that animal out of that skin. Because the skin has to be complete. You know what it is? They had these things. They just skin the animal. It's a goat. They skin the goat, and then you've got all four legs and then a hole at each end, okay? And they stitch those shut somehow. And you use the neck for the bottle, for the, you know, to drink out of. All right. Now, we did a little research on wine skins. I said, I don't know how they get that goat out of that skin without, and keep it in one piece. You know, you'd have to just turn him inside out to do that. Which wouldn't be hard to do if you didn't have bones, but, you know, you've got to get those bones out of there. This article says he was more than a craftsman, he was an artist. He knew the precise size, age, and condition of the goat required to yield the finest quality leather. Now, see, this professor would never put wine in a wineskin because it's going to kill a goat to do that, okay? He knew how to skin the hide, strip it carefully in one piece so that it would have minimal openings and seams. The hair must be carefully shaved, no cuts or nicks, leaving just a hint of stubble for resin to adhere to. Then the massaging of olive oil into every pore to retain its suppleness. And this was just the beginning. There would be 40 more painstaking steps before the goat skin was transformed into a high-quality wine skin. He could make airtight containers of all shapes and sizes, huge ones out of ox hides that would hold 50 or more gallons of water, all the way down to dainty ones for scented oil. Stay tuned. We might all learn something here. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We have returned. Just a little bit more on these wineskins. I think it's interesting here. Talking about how they make wineskins out of a goat. He could make an airtight container now, of all shapes and sizes. Huge ones out of an ox hide that would hold 50 or more gallons of water, all the way down to the dainty ones for scented oil. But the ones in which he took greatest pride, those for which he knew, for which he was known widely, was his 1-liter she-goat flasks. He said, if a purchaser followed the wineskin maker's initial instructions, you warm the flask thoroughly in the sun, inflate it fully by blowing into it, then fill it to the brim with cool water so the resin would set up. It would last for decades. For best results with wine storage, fill it with cheap wine for a few weeks to cure it and to remove the tannin taste, then refill it with the fine wine you wish to age and seal it tightly. The leather would remain flexible until the fermentation process was complete, then harden into a secure container for long-term maturing. Now, see, this is why you can't put new wine into an old wineskin, because it's flexible until the first new wine sets up or ferments. After that, it isn't flexible. So the next time you fill it with new wine, it's going to pop it, okay? Once the skin was reopened and the wine consumed, it could serve indefinitely as a firm, durable water jug. Now, I know these animals have rights, but We're going to learn more about that when we go to court for making wineskins, I guess. Anyhow, Jeff just got a call from someone that said he watched them make one in, or watched them skin a goat like that in Mexico. And you know, thinking about it, that may be where I have seen those wineskins in Mexico and not over in Asia. But anyway, I have seen the things. And he said they had like a bicycle pump and they'd take a needle and stick it under the skin and pump them up. But I would think that that would leak then where that needle went in. I bet there's a better way to do it. But anyhow, let's go to the telephones. Doreen, hi. You're on the air, Doreen.
Hello there. How are you today?
Good.
I just wanted to call and let people know that we're having that rally in Jefferson City against the NAIS on April 18th from 9 until noon. And also on what you've been discussing, you know, militant vegans are the most detached from reality kind of people you can run across.
Now, you're in the goat business.
Well, I have dairy goats, yes, sir.
Yeah, but we could make a wineskin out of a dairy goat.
Well, yeah, but...
Why don't you make me one? I've been giving you all this free airtime. Make me...
I'll get my son on it. He's kind of crafty that way.
Okay.
Weathers that might end up...
Anyway, it's April the 18th at the Missouri State Capitol, right?
It's Capitol Rotunda.
Capitol Rotunda.
Uh-huh. And we, this runs hand in hand with all of that crazy animal law stuff, you know. They'll know where every one of them is and make sure you're feeding them right and not, you know, whacking them too hard with a cattle prod or anything.
Okay, and wonder then if that animal ID follows that wineskin around.
It might. You decide where they're going to put that microchip. Who knows?
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877. 77, that's toll free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Stretch. We have several more callers. Let's go as quickly as we can. Mike in Illinois. Hi, Mike. You're on the air. Hi, Mike in Illinois. Okay, let's go to Mike in Maryland. How about that? Mike in Maryland, are you with me?
You know, Derry, I enjoy your show, but I can get it. Your new frequency is hard for me to get, but I'm really enjoying your show.
Well, thank you.
Your motto should be, "You can't see, I didn't warn you." I'll tell you what, though.
See, I look at it the other way. After it happens, I say, "I told you so."
Well, that too. But, you know, I could make stupid jokes like, you know, an animal lawyer is going to be paid in milk bones or something like that. My first reaction is, it's just a bunch of greedy lawyers trying to make money.
That's exactly what I think, too.
Well, that's my first reaction, and I'm sure there are cases like that. But I can't help but think that the first part of your program ties into your second part, because I'm sure you're aware of the new pagan religions of equivalency between humans and animals. So I can't help but think that there's a more nefarious agenda behind this to elevate animals to the status of humans, and this is just one of the ways that they're doing it.
No, I think you're 100% correct. I don't think there's any doubt about it. That it goes back to, as you mentioned, pagan religions. I'm not that well versed on those particular religions, but it we talked about it many years ago on this show about Gaia and Earth worship and this sort of thing.
So yeah, and I can't help but think that there's some kind of thing where, you know, because if you can elevate animals and diminish humankind, then they say, well, there's no soul, so, you know, then human life is cheap, and then the 90 percenters, in their own eyes, have more of a justification for carrying out their insane agenda.
Well, when we see this being taught, you said it wasn't a coincidence that this all tied together. I put it together that way. But when this is being taught at our universities and our law schools, and you heard me name those law schools, those are well recognized law schools. Hey, they're dumbing down those kids to believe this stuff.
Well, most evil people, I don't care if they're Stalin or Hitler or these crazy professors. Most and probably even serial killers, somehow they have to justify their evil acts and their evil ways, and they'll do somersaults to do it.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call. Now, did we get the other mic back? Okay, Mike in Maryland. Hi, Mike, you're on the air.
Well, Illinois is close, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Is not the high regard that this country is giving to animals, and also the fact that we're more concerned about illegal aliens than we are about our own personal security, is that not an excellent example of a Republican decline? And secondly, your scientist that was making the goatskins,
right?
Wouldn't you think he would have just used him some fancy old pig grease? You know what that pig grease is, don't you? One of my relatives went out to the petting zoo, and his son was out there, and he said, what are you doing, son? And the little boy was out there pulling a pig's tail, and he said, look, Dad, you pull this, and the pig gives you a handful of pig grease. So wouldn't you think the scientist would have used that pig grease?
I'm not sure. I haven't read this entire thing. I don't know what it really is about how the guy made the wineskins, but I was assumed they were doing it like they did in biblical times. And if that was the case, I don't know.
Well, the Spanish were very noted for having those wineskins, too.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I thought I'd seen that over in Asia, but there's a good chance that I saw that. I've been in Mexico City, and that's possibly, we went through all those markets and things, so it could have been in Mexico that I saw those wineskins.
Mm-hmm. But being a scientist, you'd think he'd probably just come up with that simple, you know, use for pig grease. You know?
I don't know. Well, you know, at first, I thought, and I see these things, you can buy these things, they make purses and containers out of bull scrotums, which they're already there. You know, you don't have to do any cleaning or anything. You know, you have to clean them, but you don't have to do any particular skinning of them. Anyhow, hey, we're out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.